Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the blessing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Now, turn with me to Isaiah 51, point number 5 in our camp. No, point number 6. Isaiah 51. The islands shall wait for thee. And the islands are waiting for someone who has the revelation and the light that we have. Amen. So the islands are going to wait for someone with revelation and with light. Isaiah 51 verse 1. Hearken to me, ye that follow after righteousness, and ye that seek the Lord. Doctor, help me. And look unto the rock from whence you are hewn, and to the hole of the pit whence you are digged. Verse 2.
Look unto Abraham, your father, and unto Sarah that bare you. For I called him alone, and blessed him, and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places, and he will make her wilderness like Eden, and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. My righteousness is near, my salvation is gone forth, and mine arms shall judge the people. The isles shall wait upon me, and on my arm shall they trust. Verse 4. Hearken unto me, my people, and give ear unto me, O my nation. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people.
So I'm going to make my judgment to be a light. Amen. Amen. Now in Isaiah 60, let's read verse 1 and 2. Isaiah 60, verse 1 and 2.
Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee.
Verse 9.
Surely the isles shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, unto the name of the Lord thy God, and to the Holy One of Israel.
Amen.
Because he hath glorified thee.
Wow. 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 Now, islands waiting for you is an old prophecy. I want to suggest, Danny boy, fix this fan so that it cools, fix it straight on the thing to cool it down. Right. Now, the islands are going to wait for someone to arise and shine a certain light. Now, light is a certain revelation. Do you see? And our battle is a battle of light. This is what people don't realize. Light is the war that God is releasing, is the weapon that God is releasing against the enemy. It's a weapon of war against Satan is light. So he says, arise and shine, for your light has come. Amen. Amen. And then in Isaiah 51, he says that in verse 4, hearken unto me, my people, give ear unto me, O my nation, for a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. So light. Now, so the islands that we have are waiting for people with light. Amen. Amen. People with the revelation. Now, whenever God wants to do something marvelous, he releases light. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Knowledge is light. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6.
For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God.
The light of what?
The knowledge.
Of LED lights. The light of a lamp. A fluorescent tube. No. The light of the knowledge of the glory of God. So the knowledge of God is a kind of light. Yes. The knowledge of the glory, to give the light of the knowledge. So as a ministry, which you are very much a part of, we have the light of certain knowledge which is encapsulated in the Makarios as you know it now. There's some knowledge we have. We have knowledge of church growth through three main books, the light of church growth. All right? The light of church growth. Church growth, mega church, and church planting. These three books. Do we have Macarius here? You can be helping me. Just bring it to your seat. Be helping me. This is unique. This is unique. Now, listen, when you are part of a body, the good things that happen to the body and the bad things that happen, you are part of it. So when there is a good thing, join in. You know, like, I live in Ghana. I don't live in America. I don't live in England. I don't live in any of these places. I live in Ghana. I don't live in Barbados. Now, there are bad things in Ghana, of which I'm forced to partake. And there are also good things, a lot of advantages for living in Ghana. Yes. Sometimes people ask me, where do you live? I say, I live in Ghana. So you live? I say, no. I live in Ghana. That is where I live. And there are disadvantages of that. But there are also advantages. So when you are part of something and you are suffering the disadvantages, and there come advantages, and you don't partake of the advantages, then you are a politely speaking, a fool. Or you don't understand what I am talking about. I'll say it again so that you can. What I'm saying is that wherever you are a part of, there are good things and bad things there. If you're in Jamaica, there are good things in Jamaica, bad things in Jamaica. If you're in Barbados, there's good things, there's bad things. If you're in Ghana, there's good things, there's bad things. If you are in America, there's good things, there's bad things. Everywhere there's good and bad. Okay. Now, some of the things, you are forced to experience it. Like the hurricanes you have here. Do you have hurricanes in Barbados as well? Not really? Has it happened here before? Huh? Bajans, where are you? Bajans. No, where are they? Have you had a hurricane here before? Or it bypasses? It's come before? All right. So now, you are forced to partake of the hurricane, which is one of the difficult things of this area. Now, there's some good things, like nice weather. You get what I'm saying? Are you going to lose the good weather part? No. Nice beaches. Beautiful sea. So if you don't learn how to swim and you don't enjoy the beach, politely speaking, you are... Yeah. Like, where people come to for a once-in-a-lifetime holiday. You are living in the once-in-a-lifetime holiday forever. Hey! Like people come here for honeymoon. And you are permanently here on a permanent honeymoon. Hey! And you are still not benefiting from it. Politely speaking... I didn't say it. You said it. So, people have bought their swimming suits, their bikinis, their caps, their hats, their shorts, bought tickets. And you don't have to buy any ticket. It's just here. Look at the beach. Look at it. People are planning to come and have sex on the beach in Barbados. And you are here permanently. Sex even in your room, you are not doing it. Politely speaking, please take your seats. So, what I'm saying is that, are you listening? In the UD, United Denominations of Churches, we have certain things that we are part of, that are part of us. And some things that are not good. For instance, there are certain types of people that are not yet part of us. Like, we don't have many white people. We don't have Chinese. We don't have many Indians. We have a few Indians. We don't have many, Asians. Do you get it? I mean, these are negative things, because if we are a worldwide body, all these people should be part of us. I mean, my Chinese secretary should have been here. Kabashatola balabale. So, those are some disadvantages. Do you get it? Yes. Now, advantages. So, if you partook of the disadvantages and there's some advantages, I'm expecting you to jump in fully. Just like we are expecting all of you who are living on these islands to be good swimmers and to know the best beaches. Yes. So that my first love members will be coming here for honeymoon. Those who listen to me and have learned how to swim, I'll be sending them to for honeymoon on these beaches. They'll be drinking fruit cocktail under a coconut tree and lying on the beach. Kalabasha, kalabasha. ...365 beaches in Antigua. Do you swim? You don't swim. Politely speaking. It's amazing, eh? So now, in our denomination, we have a great advantage which others don't have. We have light. It says, the light of the knowledge. The light of the knowledge. We have a certain light we should put on. Yes. Now, in Ghana, sometimes when the light go off, those who have the advantage of having generators put on their generators. And you see everywhere is dark, but their house alone has light. Do you have such things in the Caribbean as well? You hardly have lights off. Imagine. It's rare. Okay. It's rare. All right. Beautiful. Shh. So, this great light that God has given us, light in about five types of areas, or five areas, church growth, is the light you are expected to use. So God is waiting for people to arise and shine that light, and people to use the light. And the few pastors who have risen up with this special light that have been given to us, the light of the knowledge, written, laid out in Macarius, in videos.org, and in audio.org. Those who are using it are really benefiting. Light on shepherding, the art of shepherding, what it means to be a shepherd, and transform your pastoral ministry. These three books are knowledge, light of the knowledge of shepherding. Yes. And then there are books on leadership, the light of the knowledge of leadership. Because that's a light which has been used to lead people in different parts of the world. You see, apart from the Catholic Church, in the Methodist Church, and few churches are worldwide and still together. In the Catholic Church, all the Catholic bishops and cardinals wear the same uniform, follow the same code. All of them speak Italian, they speak German, other languages. You can be in the village of Ghana, you speak Latin. Yeah. And in our church, by the grace of God, all over the world, the bishops, Bishop Collins, Bishop David, they all wear the same uniform as bishops in America and bishops in South Africa and Kenya. That's a wahoo. And pastors all wear the same thing. Lay pastors all wear the same shirt. Full-time pastors all wear the same thing. So, the light of leadership and wisdom. By wisdom, a house is builded. By wisdom, a house is builded. What it means to be as wise as a serpent. The wisdom to be a good general, a good leader. You have that light right here. available. So you are sitting by a generator which you can put on. You're sitting by a lantern. You're sitting by a lamp which you can use. And other churches have discovered these lights and are ready to even pay for it. Some of you would have been itinerant ministers traveling all over the world if you were to rise up and use the lights that God has given to us. It's true. It's true. We have the light of the anointing.
Yes.
People rarely teach about the anointing. The light of the knowledge of the anointing is a light of knowledge. We have steps to the anointing. That is how to step. The sweet influences of the anointing, or the areas of your life that the Holy Spirit influences. The anointed and his anointing. That is about what to do in relation to a person who has the anointing. Amplify your ministry. Another book on the anointing and the Holy Spirit. Miracles, signs, and wonders. These books are the light of the knowledge of the anointing. Amen. Treasures. You are sitting by it. You should use it to make the church work where you are. You should use the light to make yourself of value to people around. People invite me all over the world to come and speak. People read my books. Buy them. The people buy them. True. People buy them. So you are sitting by your generator and complaining that there's no light. Yes. Then a very sought after light, the light of the knowledge of loyalty and disloyalty. Loyalty and disloyalty. Those who leave you. To understand those who leave you. Those who pretend. To understand those who pretend. Those who are dangerous sons. To understand what is a son and what is a dangerous son. Those who accuse you. To understand accusations. Yes. What it means to be accused. And how you can be used by the devil to accuse.
Yes.
And how the accuser can speak through you to accuse somebody of the exact opposite of what the person is. One of you is a devil. These are statements that one of you is the devil. It's Jesus' words about Judas, that one of you is a devil. Yes. What do you think? These are fantastic light, the light of the knowledge of loyalty and disloyalty. You get it? Yes. So, you see, the islands are waiting for people to carry this light to this part of the city. To use the light, first of all, and to share this light.
Amen.
Light is knowledge. Light is knowledge. Light is, that's why we say, he is enlightened. It means he has some knowledge. He is enlightened. He's an enlightened man. Knowledge, a man with knowledge, he is enlightened. Are you with me?
Yes.
So knowledge is light, and light is knowledge in the Bible.
Amen.
Things change when you have light. When light comes, there's always a major change. Number two, light is The word of God is light. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Psalm 119, verse 30, 130. The entrance of thy words is light. Psalm 119, verse 130, 130. The entrance of thy words giveth light. Now, the entrance of thy words where? The entrance of the word to your heart. Remember I was saying it can be in your mind, but it can go down into your heart. So the islands are waiting for someone who is going to come with light. And this light is the word of God, which we have. A lot of it. He that has shall have even more. Why is it that he that has gets more and he that has not does not seem to get more? When I see the hotel that we are living in here, built in 1887, it is not a new thing for foreigners to come to Barbados, to come and benefit from the resources, the beaches, the weather, the beautiful island. Since 1887, they built that hotel. The people on the island are not getting richer. True or not true?
True.
Yes. But some people, since 1887, have built a multi-million dollar facility, which they are expanding 130 years later. And still making money and selling a little apartment for $1.6 million, US dollars. Somebody is making money. But you drive through the town, you don't get the feeling of riches or people prospering here. True or not true? So he that has is getting more in Barbados. And he that has not is getting even less. Amazing. And I wrote a whole book about that. That's light. That's right there is light. You know, I want to emphasize that you need to realize that we are in a contest of light. But what is the light? The light is the entrance of thy words. The entrance of thy words giveth light. So many of us have these huge lights by our side, but have not been able to develop the word. Amen. Psalm 119, verse 105. Famous verse. Famous verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Thy word, light. When light comes, your level changes. When light comes, life comes. When light comes, a change takes place. When light comes, your breakthrough and breakout begins. Breakout and breakthrough begins with light. I was lying on my bed. Not really on my bed, on the floor, on the carpet. The carpet was blue. When I was reading 1 Timothy 4, 14. Let's put it up there. Is that the right scripture? I believe it is. Yes. And verse 15. Meditate on these things and give thyself wholly to them. My quiet time was in Timothy. I had read 1 Timothy chapter 1. I had read chapter 2. Every day I read one verse, two verses, three verses. That's how I have my quiet time. One verse, two verses. Sometimes I read to see which one is going to be the light for the day. Sometimes I don't get light and I become upset. Because light gives life. I know that I've received light when some life comes to me. I feel like getting up immediately. It's like magic. I feel like getting up. I feel like getting up. Wow. Now I was in chapter 4. And I was in chapter 15, which I've read before. Those of you who've heard messages before, listen to preaching before, and you don't want to listen to it again. Because sometimes the thing is going down. It's going down. And it needs one more push and it's going to be there. Flooding. 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 But that day, I got to this verse. I had no, I was a businessman doing business. I was a sand and stone contractor. Tipper truck. I had a tipper truck, one blue tipper truck, Bedford. And I was a supplier of sand and stone. I was helping for the expansion of the Tema Harbor project. My truck was working, and I was in my room meditating. It was morning. My wife had gone to work at the Confiscated Assets Committee after the revolution. And I was at home. My truck was working. And I came across this verse. And the entrance of his word, that word is a light, a lamp. She didn't have any idea that by the time she comes back, her husband will have decided to sell everything that he has and enter into the ministry full time. Wow. Through the light, a light came to my life. The word was a light to my path. It was a lamp to my feet. It was a direction for my life. And as I lay, give thyself wholly to these things, that thy profiting may appear. To all people will see that you are profited from this ministry. You see? I mean, there I was with a new light. You see, light, the entrance of thy word giveth light. And I being a word in your heart. When you come to an akazo, Bible says, you see, I wrote it in gold letters, give thyself wholly. Yeah. You see, it was a special word for me. And I gave everything. I said, for sale. For sale. I parked the truck. I said, for sale. I put on it, for sale. I'm giving myself wholly to ministry. You know, no church. No church building. Not that there was even a church building. There was nothing. Wow. There was no rich member. There was nobody. But there was light. No, you see, people feel things have been working. Things working. You have to believe when God gives you light. And when the light entered into me, give thyself wholly to them. Meditate on these things that I have told you. And give thyself wholly. You see, the reason why you are not benefiting from ministries, you don't give yourself completely to it. You give yourself partly to it. And wives who distract your husbands and make yourself a war that your husband has to fight. So instead of fighting the real war, he's using his energy to fight to overcome the NCPs that you bring. Do you know what the NCPs are? negativity of continuous presence. Say wahoo. Yes, the NCPs. The negativity of your continuous presence. Now you see, you are shouting at this wonderful phrase, negativity of continuous presence, because the light, I've just quoted something that is in my book, The Beauty, the Beast, and the Pastor. But you wouldn't bother to read it and to see the light that is in there. That's why it's a surprise to you at such a phrase. Yes. Because it's already a light that is there. Yes. So the islands are waiting for people who have a light and have implemented the light and have a light to share with others. The islands are waiting for such people. Yes. That's how come. So the islands in the Caribbean were waiting for me.
Yes.
That's how come I'm here now. Yes, I had a light. They'll be waiting for me. Yes. Hallelujah. Proverbs 6:23. Look at it. Beautiful. Light. It's a contest of light. For the commandment is a lamp. The commandment of God is a lamp to you. And the law is light. The law of God is light. So when you are instructed and told, do A, B, C, it is a command. It is light for you. And if you are commanded to do little things or big things, you must remember these big things and little things are important for your life. It's light. And it drives away demons. So brothers and sisters, go back to Isaiah chapter 51 and let's look at verse 4. Beautiful. A law shall proceed from me. And remember that thy law is a light. We just read that in Proverbs 6:23. And it says, a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. A light of the people. A light of the people. I am advertising to you and informing you that there is a great light shining, that we have been given the grace to experience and to receive. Amazing books. The testimonies of people being blessed by these books is never ending. Never ending. It goes on and on and on and on. But it is a special light God has given to this ministry. Go around and see. Many great men of God and great ministries have not got anything specific to read, because probably it's not in their calling. Not because I am better. No, no, no. That's why people also do things I can't do. But this is unique to our calling. So sometimes when people say they want to write books and so on, I say, fine. If it is a special calling, because when God asked me to write a book, I didn't want to write a book because I felt nobody would read a book. There's no need of my book because the Americans are writing all the books and people will read the white man's book anyway. Who's going to read my book? But you see, God had already planned to use books that I have written. Are you there or you are leaving?
Yeah.
Proverbs 6:23. It says, the commandment
is a lamp.
Is a lamp. So God, in his greatness and in his great wisdom, is ministering to us light.
Hallelujah.
And that word must be taken forward. Hosea 6 and verse 5. Therefore, have I healed them by the prophets. I have slain them by the words of my mouth, and thy judgments are as the light that goeth forth. You people, you are blessed to have lights, books. Every single member of the Caribbean churches must have a Macarius. It is something you must have, because the thing about libraries, the Macarius is a specially arranged library which every member should just have. Why? Because amazingly, libraries stand there, and suddenly, one day, you pick a book and then a light comes. You see, the Bible has been there. Parts of the Bible have been there. Printed over the years. Given away sometimes freely. But one day somebody comes across a scripture and it's a light. And whatever light comes, your level, your standard, your rank changes.
Wow.
Receive a change. Receive a change. In your life. In your light. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, sit down. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, you see another description of the light, what the light is. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. In whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them.
Hallelujah.
The light of the glorious gospel. 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 This glorious and wonderful gospel. In my book, How You Can Preach the Gospel. You see, it's not written for popularity. It's that when you see that book, it looks like then only a preacher can buy this book. It's not made for money. It's made for how you can preach the gospel only. Oh, you don't understand what I'm talking about. It's a glorious light from a glorious gospel. And I have about 110 ways to preach the gospel. And everybody here must have a chance to preach each one of those messages. You know, I take pleasure, when I go preaching at gospel, I take pleasure in picking, actually that book is just my preaching notes from Crusades. It's just my preaching notes from the Crusades. That's what I use. I just put it there. I preach all the messages there. Every single one of them. If you see a message say, who was Jesus? I've preached it. And I take great joy. Who was Jesus? Just read it out there. Jesus was this. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the door. Jesus. It's beautiful. It's a glorious, I mean, it's a fantastic thing. Wow-hoo, wow-hoo. Every one of you must have. Pastors, do you all have the Macarius 60? Well, the 60 is going out of print. So, yes, because So if you are getting it, you have to get it now because it's the last drops. Yes. How you can preach the gospel. You just have to hold that green book. You've got a glorious light. You watch and see. You will get more following, more members, more support, more money, everything from this glorious, it calls it glorious gospel. Not just gospel, glorious gospel. It's not a gospel, it's a glorious gospel. It's not just a good news, it's a glorious good news. Huh? It's beautiful. It's a pity that many churches have switched off this light. And many evangelists, pastors, back off the light. Huh? So I want to encourage you to switch on the light in your life. If you do that, you'll become something wonderful. You know, one day somebody came to our Give Thyself Holy Conference and he remarked, he said, I am amazed that a conference for just pastors can have so many people coming from, yeah. At a point, one of the years, they chartered the whole jet, the whole plane to come to from East Africa. They chartered the whole plane. Everybody on the plane was coming to the conference. Give Thyself Holy. Everybody on the plane. A big one, like the Caribbean one. Yeah. Amazing. Not for prosperity conference. Glorious. Glorious gospel. Yeah. So don't minimize the greatness of this glorious gospel that God has given to us. And I want you to become, you know, if you can become a good gospel preacher, just repeat the words. You know, do you know that this was Billy Graham's secret? One day, he went to a golf course to settle something in his heart. Does the Bible contain the word of God or it is the word of God? Yes, there is a question. Does it contain the word of God or it is the word of God? Do you understand the question? Yeah. And he came to the conclusion that this is Billy Graham. When I started to preach the glorious gospel, I went through all this with Billy Graham, you know, studying all that he had written. And he said he came to the conclusion that the Bible is the word of God, not that it contains. So, then he said, if it is the word of God, if I read it to people, I repeat it, it should have power. Wow! So, in his sermons, he would read and repeat the word of God. And people always remember the word of God. I remember one guy who was a drug addict and a violent man who gave his life to Jesus. And his wife gave his life to Jesus before him. And his wife said, I gave my life to Jesus when I heard Billy Graham on the radio. She said, we were drug addicts, we were this, we were drunkards, we were whatever. But I heard Billy Graham preaching. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. And I heard that also. Nothing else. God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. She gave her life to Christ. Yeah. I tell you. I mean, it is such a wonderful message. And each one is so wonderful. So he decided to repeat the words from the Bible. And that's also what I do. Many times when I'm preaching the gospel, I read the scripture. Because if it is the word of God, when I say them, there should be some power available. I I want to see you on a stage. Make your own little platform in the Caribbean island. Don't think that people know what you are going to say already. Don't think that everybody knows. Everybody doesn't know NATO. They don't know NATO. If they knew NATO, they would be saved. Do not think about big congregations. Do not think of large crowds. Your crowds are going to grow as the years go by. It is only grave digging that starts at the top. Grave digging is the work that starts at the top and goes down. But every other job starts down and goes up. Are you a grave digger or you are a gospel preacher?
Gospel preacher.
So if you are a gospel preacher, you must be happy to preach to, excuse me, just this group here, stay here. Just the group here, stay. The rest of you, go back, go back, go back. Go, 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 go. This is my congregation. No, don't, nobody, don't join them. Go. Go, go, go back, go back. This is my small congregation. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. 16 people. It's a good congregation. It's a good congregation. How many do you want to preach to? It's a very good congregation. It's a glorious gospel. I need you on the streets. I need you to stand and talk to people one by one. With the glow, you are having a big light. You stop being depressed in the house. Look, life. You see, you know why we sometimes get depressed? Because we stay at home too much. If you stay at home, you know, I pity husbands who go out and their wives are not working, waiting for them at home. By the time you come back, you not know what atmosphere you are coming to. Because, Charlie, she may have gotten a bad mood by the time you came back. But if she also goes out, that's what I mean, I like my wife to go out. So by the time she comes back, she comes back with a lot of stories of what all that she went to see. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Stay in the house and thinking. From 10 o'clock to 12, the face is like this. From 12 to 2, the face is like this. From 2 to 6, the face is like this. From 6 to 8, the face is like this. And you are now coming to meet this. Do you think you'll be happy? Not at all. So she should go out and find something to do. Find all the problems. When you come back, the meditation will be too much. Too much meditation. So I need you to start going around from congregation to congregation. Congregation to congregation. Just make sure you've got a good attendance. From 3 to 5 is good. Where 2 or 3 are gathered, I'm there. So 3 to 5. Look, Bible says where 2 or 3. Yes, so I'm telling you 2 plus 3, 5 is a good congregation. And you can preach to them glorious gospel. Make sure you take one of the messages and meditate on it. Find it on the internet, the preaching of it. It's there. How can we find it? Is it there? Excuse me. YouTube. The Evangelist. Yeah, is it there? Find a message. .audio. Like almost .audio. All the videos, audios. They are there. All camps. Everything. Available. So you just go there, you get it, and then you have the notes in the book. And you meditate and memorize just one verse. Don't bother, don't try to memorize two. And you'll be confused when you are, is it John 14 or John 13? Memorize one verse. And you keep repeating that one in the preaching. People will think you are very powerful. It's like you just quote scriptures powerfully. Glorious gospel is wild. I want to hear you preach. No, you have to know how to preach about the love of God. There are some people, when you see their depressed faces, you preach about the love of God. There are some hardened faces, when you see them, you preach about judgment. Wow. There are some faces, when you see the level of sin, you preach about the blood of Jesus. Yes, the blood of Jesus. There are certain faces, when you see them, you realize that they are intellectual, so you have to teach them about what it means to be born again. There are some people, you see them, the way they look religious with other religions, you preach to them why many people say that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. It's my favorite message when I see other religions. Wow. Yeah, I just say that, I just want to tell you why many people say or believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Wow. Wow. It's not that I'm trying to impose something on you, but I want you to know why. Why? Because of the people he healed. Because of the things he said. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the door, I'm the good shepherd. No one goes to the Father. Because of the fantastic miracle, the way he walked on the water, he said, whoa. Because of the way he raised the dead, wow. Because of the way he spoke to the storms. Because of the way he healed different types of sickness like a doctor. And because he died for us. That's why many people believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Wow. And when you meet somebody, so I don't know, I've not heard of Jesus. So today I'm preaching, so who is Jesus? Jesus is the door. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Jesus is the good shepherd. Jesus is kind. Jesus died for you. Wow. And your favorite message, Lazarus. Lazarus. That is your last kalo. That's your last kalo. Yeah. That's your, it's in your pocket. Yes, it's your pocket. And you tell the people, have you heard of Lazarus? You tell them, heaven and hell. And I know only one person who talked about what happened in heaven. Clearly, Jesus Christ. Yeah. He told us exactly what happened to Lazarus when he died. Yeah. You're all postulating, but this one, Jesus said, the man's name was Lazarus. This is what happened. He died. This happened. The only clear instruction and detailed account of what happens to a person when he dies. And you tell them, what I'm saying is a prophecy to happen to you. If you like, stand there. Ka, la, sha, to, la, ba, la. Glorious gospel. I want you to march around these islands and tell them about Jesus. Then you have to tell them your story. Yeah, you tell them, you say, hey, you know, I'm not the church type. No, I'm not the church type. I didn't grow in no church. I don't like no church things. But you tell them I was here. I was there. I slept with 114 guys. You bring out the paper and you say, this is the list of all the guys I slept with. I can give you their addresses. You tell them, I'm not a saint. I know where I'm coming from. I know where I'm coming from. You tell them, You tell them there's no man here who doesn't know my house. But God has sent me to talk to you today about Jesus. He changed me. He saved me. He said, look at me, look at me. You tell them, look at me, look at me. God, how he changed me. You think I'll be standing here? I'd be dead 6 feet down, and by now I'd have been defrosted and completely, dissolved. I'd be dissolved. You tell them, I had 5 friends. I'm the only one left. They're all gone. I'm the last man standing. And I'm standing because I met Jesus. What do you think? People want to hear real things, so they are tired of all this, you know. In the name of the Father and of the Son and the Holy Ghost. They want to hear something real. Yes. Tell them, man, I never liked hymns. I don't know. I tell when I'm preaching, I tell me, I don't know any hymn. I say, me, I don't know hymns. When they start saying, I say, I don't know it. I don't like church. I didn't like it. I didn't go to church. I don't like those things. I see the people, they are all liars. They are all hypocrites. But God met me. God changed me. Yeah. So that's why I see it as a scar on my background. Like, I don't know him. I'm not a church person. I was saved. I don't know traditional church things. It only reminds me of funerals. That's why I don't know him. You see my wife in the house singing. She's singing from morning to evening. I said, I don't know all these hymns. She knows this one is hymn 414. This one is 6618 and 224. Yes. She learned it in school. I said, yeah, I don't know NATO. I don't know NATO. I knew smooching numbers. Hey! Are you going to be gospel preachers?
Yes!
You see, some of you older ladies, people can't imagine how you were like in your swaggy days. Before you started wearing glasses. Yes. You used to walk around town without panties. Oh, yeah. Used to walk in town. Yeah. Used to sit in church on the front row and open your legs. All the things I'm saying, you don't understand them, man. Like, it's like I'm saying, I mean, things that you think are not related. Yeah. And some people are looking at me as if they it's like what I'm saying is that. You tell them, look at me, a grown-up lady. Yes. I used to take little boys. Quiet. People thought he was my son. People thought he was my nephew. People thought I was his guardian. And you see somebody who is 1/4 my size jumping on top of me like... What I'm saying is somewhere, you see. I shouldn't... Sit down. Are you going to preach the glorious gospel?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Look, you guys, if you are silent, something bad is going to happen to you. Yeah. God forbid, but if you are silent, something bad is going to happen to you. No. You can't be silent. If you are silent, something bad is going to happen to you. Amen.
Amen.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.